This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt have used assumed names and IDs and offered as actors to do illegal activity, but have refused a plea deal. The investigative journalists that exposed allegations of abortion specimen sales say they have First Amendment protections. The plea deal may have been set up to let a prosecutor off the hook for making weak allegations. In other headlines, Catholic colleges are being criticized for pro-abortion commencement speakers. A new drug is in trials that could reverse so-called brain death. And Down syndrome children who survive their prescribed appointment with death by abortion are making an impact in stories at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. The attempt to rewrite history is an attempt at scandal. It robs perspective from those who should learn from history and serves the special interests of the powerful. But that is not stopping the head of Planned Parenthood. Speaking at Georgetown last month, Cecile Richards tried to gouge out a new narrative praising eugenicist and racist Margaret Sanger as being merely modestly flawed as she founded the modern abortion giant. Richards tries to erase Sanger's writings from the 1930s like Plan for Peace and America Needs a Code for Babies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.